series of assaults on Indian students in Australia prompted about 3,000 people to take part in a recent rally in Melbourne to demand greater protection from the authorities, who were accused of doing too little to stem the violence. There were ugly clashes between protesters and police. More than a dozen people were arrested. Indian High Commissioner to Australia, Sujatha Singh, says many young expatriates are furious that their concerns haven't been properly addressed.
Our Indian communities overseas are law-abiding. They go by the rules. And if they have been provoked into this, it is because they have very real concerns.
In the past year, about 70 attacks on young Indians in Melbourne have been reported, and there are claims by community groups that the vast majority have been racially motivated. The latest victim of the violence, a 25-year-old Indian student, is in a critical condition after being stabbed with a screwdriver by intruders at a birthday party. His friend Srinivas Vedantam insists the attack was carried out by racist thugs.
When they enter the party, and like they started abusing, like using the racial abuses, like you black Indians and like that stuff. So it end up with the like racial attack.
However, senior police officers doubt that the violence directed toward the Indian community in Australia is exclusively motivated by racial prejudice. Victoria Police Chief Simon Overland insists that students in general have become easy targets for opportunistic criminals.
It's partly violence against Indian students. It's escalating robberies, and we have used the term soft target robberies. Now, the Indian students have taken that as referring directly to them. It's not. What we have seen is that robberies are now happening more directed against people in the street, directed against people who are wandering around with laptop computers, mobile phones, iPods, cash, and if they're alone, they're vulnerable.
The attacks have caused diplomatic friction between Canberra and New Delhi. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has publicly reassured the Indian government that Australia is not a racist country and says he was appalled by the assaults.
These are senseless acts of violence. Those who carry out these attacks stand condemned.
In response, the Rudd government has set up a special task force to deal with the violence. The new unit will be led by a former chief of Australia's Special Forces, Duncan Lewis, who's one of the government's most senior national security advisers. Officials in Victoria also want those convicted of racially motivated offences to be given more severe punishments. Victoria Attorney General Rob Hulls says judges should take bigotry into account when passing sentence.
We want to send a message that any crime that's committed purely based on hatred or prejudice against a group of people is not to be tolerated, but it ought to be something that is taken into account in the sentencing principles in this state.
But some Indian students, like Jasanka Baghipelli, are too fearful to remain in Australia and are heading home.
See what happens here? We have been attacked. Not once, twice. Many people, many Indians are being attacked. That's what happens here. So if this continues to happen, you know, people from India really stops coming here. My parents doesn't want me to stay here.
About 90,000 Indian students are living in Australia. They generate millions of dollars for the national economy each year. The Australian wave of violence has made headline news across India. Bollywood legend Amitabh Bachchan has rejected an honorary doctorate from a university in Queensland to protest the assaults on Indian students in Australia. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.